This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This day in sports history. It's March 9th, and on this day in 1946, baseball's Ted Williams turned down a $500,000 contract to play in Mexico. So yesterday, we talked about Babe Ruth's record contract in 1930. Here we are now, 16 years later, and still no contract in the major leagues has surpassed it, and wouldn't for another three. A lot of that time, of course, was spent in the Great Depression that the country started to come out of in 1939. Now, post-World War II, contracts are starting to get bigger. Well, in Mexico, a millionaire by the name of Jorge Pascal wanted to build the Mexican Baseball League into a rival of Major League Baseball in the U.S., and so he started raiding Major League teams, attempting to lure them away with big-money contracts, and it actually ended up being a threat to Major League Baseball's reserve clause 25 years before Curt Flood. But we'll get to that in just a second. The first player that Pascal successfully lured south of the border was New York Giants outfielder Danny Gardella. Gardella had only played 2 years in the majors at this point and was a pretty light-hitting player. He did have 19 home runs in 45 and was offered $5,000 a year to stay with the club for the next two seasons. He wanted more, though, and so he took an $8,000 a year offer and a $5,000 signing bonus to play in Mexico. It was the start of the so-called Mexican League War. It wasn't long before four other players signed to play in Mexico, the most prominent of those being Giants pitcher Sal Magley. But Magley was an unknown property at this point and would not make a name for himself until he returned to the States in the 50s. And then Pascal started going after the big names. New York's Phil Rizzuto was offered a $60,000 contract. Cleveland's Bob Feller was offered a 3-year contract for $120,000 per year. And Boston's Ted Williams was offered a 5-year contract worth $500,000 when he was making $40,000 a season with the Red Sox. So, less per year than Feller, but a longer-term deal in an era when most players were signing 2-year deals and were tied to their teams because of the reserve clause in perpetuity. They all said no, Williams doing it on this day in 1946. But others did go. The St. Louis Cardinals lost a trio of players, and it forced Commissioner Happy Chandler to clamp down. Chandler declared that any player who skipped out on his contract and went to Mexico to play, they would be banned from baseball for at least 5 years. He also said that anybody who played with or against those players, or managed them or against them, would also be punished. That had an effect on Cuban, Panamanian, Venezuelan, Puerto Rican, and other Latin American players that played in their own country's leagues and also played against the Mexican League in the winter. Pascal's plan for the Mexican League did not last long, however. Those big contracts he had signed with the 20 or so major leaguers who went south weighed heavily on the league, and it shut down in 1948, with Pascal resigning as president. Now, the challenge to the reserve clause. Gardella sued Major League Baseball in 1947, challenging the reserve clause. Two other players also sued, claiming Major League Baseball was a monopoly in violation of antitrust laws. All three players were denied by the U.S. Court of Appeals in 49. Chandler, hoping to quell any more challenges, reinstated all the players after just 3 years instead of his original five and were allowed to play in the 1950 season. Interesting to think, though, what Happy Chandler would have considered if Ted Williams had been part of that mix and taken that contract on this day in 1946. Also on this day, in 1974, it was the greatest game in ACC tournament history, and one of the all-time great collegiate games for sure. It was the ACC Tournament Championship game between top-ranked NC State and number 4 Maryland. This game was a rematch of the Tournament Championship game from the year before, with NC State winning that one by 2. Now, at the time, the NCAA tournament only had 25 spots, and each league only had one automatic qualifier to the tournament. There were no at-large bids. The Wolfpack's Tommy Burleson led the way with 38 points and 13 rebounds in this game. David Thompson scored 29, and Monty Tau hit a pair of free throws in overtime to secure the win for NC State. The Pack shot 55% from the floor for the game. The Terps, even better. They hit 61% of their shots, but they still came up short. Now, NC State went on to win the national championship a couple of weeks later, beating defending champ UCLA in the semifinals and Marquette in the finals. And for the second year in a row, Maryland would reject a bid to the NIT. The impact of this game led the NCAA to expand the tournament field to 32 teams the following year, allowing for conferences to have more than one representative. And in 2001, 16-year-old high school sophomore Ty Tryon shot a 73, becoming the second youngest player to make a cut at a PGA Tour event and the youngest in more than 50 years. After winning the Monday qualifier, Tryon shot an opening round 67 at the Honda Classic and then his one-over-par round on this day to punch his ticket to play the weekend. He shot 270 on Saturday and a closing round 68 Sunday to finish in a tie for 39th, 8 shots back of winner Jesper Parnevik. Tryon's success at the Honda Classic gave him the confidence to go to Q School, which he survived to earn his tour card for the 2002 season and turn pro. Endorsement deals with Callaway and others followed. From there, it did not go well on tour for Ty. It's not a tragic tale, but more of a cautionary tale. He only made one cut in 02, received a medical exemption to keep his card for 03, and only made 3 cuts that season, and was 196th on the money list at the end of the year. And finally, here's today's non-sports did you know. The popsicle was invented by accident in 1905, when an 11-year-old boy left a stir stick in his cup of water and soda powder on his front porch during the winter. That's all for today. I'll have more tomorrow on This Day in Sports History. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.